Well, while these researchers are waiting for their craft to come home, another group is anxiously awaiting Tuesday. That's when a one-way mission, one-way ticket that they've been planning for years, finally gets underway, or scheduled to. The New Horizons mission to Pluto is scheduled to lift off next week, and then if everything goes okay, it will make its encounter with Pluto in 2015. Joining me now for a preview of the mission is Alan Stern. He's Executive Director of the Space Science Engineering Division at the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder, Colorado, and Principal Investigator for the New Horizons mission. Welcome back to the program, Dr. Stern.
Thanks, Ira. Hi.
This has been a long road for you, has it not?
It has been. We're very happy to be here, though.
Mm-hmm. Tell us what you hope to accomplish on this mission.
Well, we're going to accomplish a couple things. First, we're going to make the first reconnaissance of a new type of planet, a so-called ice dwarf, which Pluto is our prime example. Secondly, we're going to explore pretty deeply the process of planetary formation in the outer solar system by studying these half-built worlds that litter the deep outer solar system, the so-called Kuiper Belt. And finally, we're going to continue to show just how much the United States leads in planetary exploration, really leads the world.
Yeah, but with the budget going for NASA to a lot of human exploration, aren't you suffering a little bit? And then you're part of the world of robotic exploration?
Actually, robotic exploration is doing very, very well. We have many more missions now than we did a decade ago in planetary science, and quite a number are on the drawing board and being built.
Mm-hmm. So what will you do when you get to Pluto? What's going to happen there?
Well, we're going to have a almost six-month encounter starting very far out to make imagery and spectra that will tell us about Pluto's surface composition, its atmosphere, etc. That will get better and better week by week, month by month, until it reaches a crescendo in the actual close flyby as we zip through the Pluto system and visit its moons.
Might you find other Pluto-like planets while you're out there, or are we leaving that problem to someone else?
That will be done by ground-based observatories here on the Earth.
Because, you know, there is this controversy about whether we should consider Pluto an actual planet or not.
I'm aware of that.
And where do you stand on this?
I like to say a chihuahua is still a dog because we know that genetically it's a puppy dog. Pluto's a planet, and it doesn't matter how many of there are like Pluto. It doesn't make them more or less of whatever they are. They are what they are.
All right. Well, I'm hoping that you'll have a successful launch this Tuesday, right?
We're looking forward to that, and if we don't get underway Tuesday, then we'll get underway a few days later when all the conditions are right. We're not going to fly until we're ready.
Well, we'll check back with you as the mission progresses. I want to thank you for taking time to talk with us.
Thanks, Ira.
Alan Stern is Executive Director of the Space Science and Engineering Division at the Southwest Research Institute in Boulder and the Principal Investigator for the New Horizons mission. We're wishing him good luck next week. We're going to take a short break, and when we come back, a little bit of a birthday celebration. Actually, Ben Franklin turns 300 next week. Doesn't look a day over 299. We'll be right back after this short break and talk about him with your questions, so stay with us.